Yeah.
Welcome to Spirit and Truth. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKinsey. This is a live program, and we are ready to receive your call. We believe God for you and your family. We believe that God can set you free because He is a miracle-working God. Listen to me carefully. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. You can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Pastor Lawrence, right here in your company on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. As we give God thanks and praise, we want to welcome you to the program, Spirit and Truth. I'm telling you, a live call in for prayers. Listen, we believe that God want to do something for you great. We believe that God want to turn your situation around. We believe that God is able to do just what He said He will do. So we want to welcome you right now. We want to welcome you. You can please pick up the phone and reach us right here at 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. This is the program, I'm telling you, Spirit and Truth. I believe somebody under the sound of my voice on this, a beautiful day. Listen, you've been so stressed out, you're ready to give up, you want to throw in the towel. And listen, I come to let you know today that God is able to hear our prayers on this day. So we want to stand in the gap for you today. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, yes, you about just to say, Lord, I can't take this no more. Lord, what should I do? Well, listen, you are listening to the program of Spirit and Truth right here on WCNO 89.9 FM, the Good News Station. I'm telling you, with the program with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, Spirit and Truth. So you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. Somebody, I remember there was an old song says, somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. Amen. The deacon prayed for me. The pastor prayed for me. Listen, I come to tell you, I'm here to pray for you, to pray with you, and to encourage you. Amen. On this beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening. Oh my God, what a beautiful day. What an awesome day the Lord has made. For the Bible said, let us rejoice and be glad inside of it. I don't know about you today, but somebody right now, you might have been struggling in a situation. You might have been struggling in your prayer life. We want to stand with you and help you and encourage you, amen, to continue to pray. Somebody today, you might be struggling with a situation. I don't know what it may be, but guess what? You know what it are, and God knows what it is. Somebody, I'm gonna sound my voice today. You might have been struggling. Lord, how am I gonna meet my enemies? Lord, how, Lord? But I come to tell you, we serve an awesome God. We serve a living God. We serve a true God. We serve our Father who are in heaven. Somebody ought to know, hey, His name is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. Somebody this morning or this afternoon, under the sound of my voice, somebody need to know today, don't you dare give up on God, because God wouldn't give up on you. You can reach us right now at 772-221-1100. Somebody under the sound of my voice, listen, God, yes, listen, you don't need no secretary. You don't need no appointment. Amen. I so love that. You don't need no appointment. God is so good. You can just go to God and ask God whatever the situation is. Listen, even if you will give the life to Christ, you don't got to go to no secretary, man. Hey, come on, somebody. Just get down on your knees or just open your mouth and confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if you believe that God raised Him from the dead, amen, you are born again. Listen. Let me just pray right now. I need to just pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we give You thanks and praise right now, God. Father, we thank You, Lord, as You bring us back here again. Father, this make our fourth Saturday, God. God, we just give You praise, honor, and glory. Father, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, the one who You send, God, to die for us. And He was buried, Father, and then the Bible said on the third day He rose again. And now He's sitting on the right hand side of You in the seating for us. And so we have a Savior who is in the seating for us. And Father, we just give You thanks and praise for Jesus. Father, we just thank You, Lord. We give You all the honor and all the glory. I tell you, I feel the power of the Lord in this place already. Somebody listen on the sound of my voice. You can call us right here. Yes, hello, caller. You are on the air with Pastor Lawrence McKinsey. How can I help you?
I'm calling for prayer for my friend, our husband, Mr. Smith.
have you pray for him, please, for healing. She said she cannot get him to eat.
Father, I pray right now, as the caller called, Father, I pray for Mr. Smith, God. Father, you know Mr. Smith, God. Mr. Smith, God, according to the prayer, she requested for a prayer that Mr. Smith right now, he's not eating. Father, I pray right now for Mr. Smith, God. Father, I pray that you touch his body right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray for Brother Smith right now, God, wherever he may be on the planet Earth, God. Father, you, God, is able, God, to touch him. Father, we pray for his body right now, God. Whatever situation he may be facing right now, Father, we ask you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. Father, we ask you, God, because your word said, God, we must ask anything in your name, and you would do it so God the Father can be glorified. Lord Jesus, we ask you, we present Brother Smith before you on this day, and Father, we pray, God, that Brother Smith, God, will be able to eat food, God, and as he eat the food, God, he will keep the food in his stomach, God, and Father, we pray, God, for him today. We ask your blessings upon him, and even the caller, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Somebody need to know, listen, this is somebody, you've been worrying, you were stressing yourself, but I come to tell you, God is able to answer our prayer. God is able, amen, God is able to turn your situation around. Now, I want somebody to know, under the sound of my voice right now, you are listening to the program Spirit and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church right here in Port St. Lucie. Now somebody, listen, I don't know if you've been stressed out, frustrated, oppressed, depressed, whatever the situation may be, disappointed, embarrassed, or you sad, or you stuck, or you're worrying, or sickness, or poverty. Listen to me. You can call us right now, 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, I tell you, I feel the power of God up in this place. I feel the Holy Spirit up in this place. You can call us. Listen, I'm waiting for your call. I'm waiting for your call. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm waiting. Hello, caller, you are on the air.
Well, I'd like to call about these German towns that we're in currently.
I didn't hear the call out, she said.
We didn't understand what you said.
I'd like to call
pray for forgiveness.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord. For there are so much folks, Father, who are hurt right now. There are so much folks, Father, right now, God. So much folks, God, because of how friends may treat them or how family members may treat them. And even in the church, God, there's a lot of folks, God, hurt right now, even in the ministries. And Father, I pray right now for forgiveness, Lord, because your word, God, said we are to forgive, Father, one another 7 times 70. And Father, I pray, God, for forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, for that person, God, who need to be forgiven. Father, I ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, God, visit them, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that move the spirit of anger, God, from around the families, from around the ministries. Move the spirit of anger, God, from out of marriage. Father, I pray, God, even for marriage, God, we'll be able, Lord, to forgive each other in Jesus' mighty name. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here on WCNO Radio Station, the Good News Station. Somebody, under the sound of my voice today, you've been feeling oppressed, depressed, frustrated, stressed out, and you're worrying where could you go? Listen, you can turn to Jesus. He's able to save you from oppression. He's able to save you from depression, stress, or whatever the situation may be. You can call us right now, 772-221-1100. You are listening to the program Spirit and Truth is on the air, WCNO 89.9 FM. Yes, you can call us right now. But listen, I need to pray. Can I pray? Let me just pray. Father, I pray right now, God. I pray for the body of Christ right now. Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray, God, for every leader, God. I pray for every leader. I pray, God, not only the leaders, but even for their ministries, God, and their families, God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that God, that you touch us, God. God, that you give us, God, the spirit, God, of that zeal, God, to go forth and do your work. Father, I thank you right now for every ministry, every pastors, every leaders in their family, in the name of Jesus. Call out, you are on the air. Amen. Call out, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, call out.
I would like for you to pray for my friend, please.
What's your friend name? What's your friend name, call out?
His name is Jaden.
Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, for Jalen right now. Lord, I don't know the situation, God, but God, I thank you, Lord, for him right now. Father, I pray, God, for Jalen, Lord. If you don't know your Lord and Savior, I pray, God, before it's too late that he was giving life to you. Father, I pray, God, I ask that you guide and protect him on this day and forevermore. Oh, God, Father, Lord, we ask, God, that you watch over him, God. Wherever you go, Lord, watch over him, God. Father, keep him, God. Keep him, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here on 772-221-1100. I don't know about you, but I heard deep in my spirit, there's somebody you asking God for God to turn your situation around. But can I tell you today, God is able to turn your situation around. God is able to turn your situation around. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you worry it and you asking God to turn your situation around. But I come back to let you know today that God is able to turn your situation around. Let me just pray for the Father in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray, God, for that person, God, right now, God, who's going through so much right now, God. And sometimes, God, they just talking to you and they're asking you, Lord, why I'm going through this. But Father, I pray, God, and I ask you, God, I plead on their behalf today. Father, I ask you to turn their situation around today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, do it, God, so you get all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. You are listening to Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here on the program. Listen, spirit and truth. Listen, we serve a living God. And I believe the power of God is in this place. The power of God is moving. Somebody, you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. For I heard in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, 5, and 6 said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Somebody, you're listening to me right now and you're lost right now, but I come by to let you know that the Lord will direct your path. As long you put your trust in the Lord, he will direct your path. I want to pray for somebody right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, Father, I pray for that person right now, God, who've been lost, God. Father, I pray, God, as they put their trust in you, God. Father, I pray, God, that you will direct their path today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, God, Father, sometimes, God, it doesn't, you know, we don't know where to turn, God. But, Lord, I pray, God, that you will direct their path right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I heard deep in the spirit realm that the Lord asked me to pray for somebody right now, you've been going through, listen, you went through something last night, oh my God, you went through something last night, but I come to let you know in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, what you've gone through last night, God is preparing you for something great. God is preparing you for something great. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God, as you prepare them for something great, God, in your work, in your ministry, Father, I pray that you will open doors for them. Father, I pray, God, that they will not be afraid. I pray, God, that they will launch out in the deep with faith, knowing that, God, that you has already made a way for them in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm there. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, I heard it in the spirit realm. You have a ministry and the ministry seems like it cannot come off. It just can't. It's not moving. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, that ministry that you place in the person's heart on this day, Father, Father, I pray that that ministry will come forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I decree and declare, God, I ask you to move every hindrance, every stumbling block from around that ministry right now. Father, I, Jesus, that ministry, God, will grow, God, and give you all honor and all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, yep, you're afraid to launch out, but I heard in the spirit realm, the Lord said, launch out into the deep. The Lord said, launch out into the deep, just as he said to his disciple, launch out into the deep and throw your net on the other side. Somebody under the sound of my voice, listen, get ready, because God got to do something great for you. You can call us right now, 772-221-1100. The program Spirit and Truth is on the air. Amen, 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 amen. Somebody call in right now. Amen, amen. This is the program Spirit and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. Caller, you are on air. How could I help you? Hello, caller. Amen.
Thank you for answering my call. My name is Berman. I want you to pray for me, and I also want you to pray for Haiti for me too.
Amen, amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you, my brother. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray for this brother right now, God. Father, I pray, God, for Haiti, God. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I pray, God, that no voodoo or witchcraft, God, will not have Haiti. Father, God, we ask you right now, God. Father, we know the situation in Haiti, God. Father, we know that Haiti is in turmoil, God. But Lord, I thank you for the missionaries, them, God, who still going over to Haiti or who are still there in Haiti. Father, I pray, God, that the word of God would permeate in Haiti like never before. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, God, over Haiti right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that Haiti will raise up new leaders, that you will raise up leaders of God, leaders who will declare that Christ is the Son of the living God. Father, I pray for Haiti, God, on this day, God. I ask you, God, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for every ministers, every pastors, every born again. Father, I pray, God, that you will keep them, God, to declare your word. Father, I pray for Haiti, God, that Haiti, God, will come back to you in the name of Jesus. Father, God, we come against every plot, every plan right now for Haiti in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against the gang, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against all those negative things, God. And Father, we ask, God, let your power, God, penetrate Haiti like never before in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit, God, your Holy Spirit, God, oh God, use your man servants and use your woman servants over there in Haiti in the name of Jesus. Father, I come against that spiritual region, right? Oh God, Shamat, oh Lord, I feel it right now. Lord, I come against, God, that demonic, God, spirit that over Haiti, Father. Lord, we come against that demonic spirit, Father, over that region, God. Father God, we ask, God, that you remove, God, and send it back, God, into the sea of forgetfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen, amen. Somebody under the sound of my voice, listen, you've been praying for your children to come into the kingdom of God. Can I pray with you right now? Father, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, I pray for that child, God. Lord, I pray for that child, God, who don't know you as Lord and Savior. Father, I pray to give their life to you today in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that you will let your Holy Spirit visit them today. Father, I pray, God, that they will turn to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody, you listen to the program Spirit and Fruit with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here on WCNO, the Good News Station. Listen, you can call us right now. I feel it praying. Can I pray for husbands? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray for husbands right now. Father, I pray, Lord, for that husband right now. I pray, God, that they will be the man, God, of their home. Father, I pray, God, that they will continue, Lord, to lead their family in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that they will do the right thing for their family, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for that husband, God, who just went contrary, God. Father, I pray for him today, oh God, that he will come back, God. He will come back, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for wives right now. I pray, God, the God of you, God, that you will give the wife, God, the strength, God, to rise up, God, and read your word, to rise up, God, and declare that you is the living God. Father, I pray for the families right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. Oh God, you, God, you call for the family, God. Father, Adam and Eve, God, there was the first two. And Lord God, we pray, God, that there will be, God, families, God, who will rise up, God, and give you thanks and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody, listen. God is able. Can I say it again? God is able. Somebody right now, you need to surrender everything to God. You throw everything. You throw everything. You need to surrender everything to God. I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ that he is our Father and he is your Father. Somebody, listen. Life throw you a curveball, but now you're saying, listen, I can't survive. Listen, you will survive. You can survive in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, I decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, every circumstances the enemy sent at you, we come against it in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue rise up against you shall be condemned in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray today, God. Father, we just thank you, and we give you all the honor and all the glory. Somebody, listen, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. 221 1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here. I tell you, the program Spirit and Through. I feel like flying right now. My God, if I had a wings, I would fly right out here, going straight to heaven. My God, my God, my God. I just love the Lord. Amen. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love Jesus. I love the Holy Spirit. I love people. Somebody the sound of my voice right now. Oh, I feel a shaking coming up in here. I better take it easy up in here. I feel a shout coming up. I better take it easy up in here. Somebody ought to know. Listen, listen. Tomorrow, as you go to worship tomorrow, listen, listen, listen. I pray that the Holy Spirit will move in the ministry. I pray that the Holy Spirit will come down in the ministry and have his way. Oh, my God, my God. You can reach us right here. 772-221-1100. Somebody on Facebook right now, you're watching me right now. Listen, I want to decree and declare, as we in this studio, I want to decree and declare, listen, God got your back. God got your back. God got your back. Listen, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree and declare right now. I decree and declare right now. I decree and declare right now. No weapon, I have to keep on hearing, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I love this radio station. My God, my God. As I listen to programs, amen, you can tell this is a true radio station. We give God thanks and praise, amen, for the management and all the staff here at this radio station. Amen, amen. Now listen to me. Listen, the enemy will not paralyze you. I need to say it again. The enemy will not paralyze you. I don't care what the enemy try to do to you. Listen, God is able to heal you. God is able to heal you. Can I tell somebody? He healed a man at the pool for 38 years. He's still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He healed a woman who was sick for 18 years. He's still the same God. I don't know about you today, but I feel the power of the Holy Spirit in this place. Hello, caller. You're on air. Hello, caller. Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, good morning. I'm calling for prayer for my friend husband that he's in the hospital since December. And he's like a brain dead. He had a high blood pressure. He's still there. I'm asking for prayer for her and her husband, please.
Amen. Thank you, caller. Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you created the mankind. You created human being. For the Bible said, according to the word of God, he said, let us make man. God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He said, let us make man. So God, you know every situation. Father, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, for the sister, God, as she called in for prayers. There is a sister in the hospital, brain dead. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that God, that person, God, who are brain dead, God, I ask you, Lord, on this day, God, to bring them back. Bring them back to reality. Bring them back to life. God, the doctor said over, but Lord, you didn't say it's over. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask you to visit them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I stay in the hospital, Father. Father, I ask, I decree and declare that they should live and not die in the name of Jesus. Lord, you say ask anything in your name. And Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, you say you will do it. Father, I pray right now, God. I pray, God, I ask you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you for total healing in the mighty name of Jesus. For thou art great, thou art worthy, thou is the Lord God Almighty. And Father God, we call for healing, total healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
This gentleman that you're praying for is Mr. Clayton, and his wife is Lynette.
Lynette, amen, amen, Mr. Clayton and Lynette, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and praise right now. Father, I thank you right now for Mr. Clayton. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you know Clayton, God. Lord, you know Clayton before he born. And Father, I pray for his wife, Lynette, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I don't know where they are today, but Lord, I call upon you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Daniel. Lord, I call upon you, the font man in the fire, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I call upon you, for thou art holy. Lord, your word said, by your stripes we are healed. Father, I give you thanks and praise right now. And Lord, I thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus. For, oh God, you ask us to pray, God. And Father, today, God, Lord, as we come in agreement, God, Lord, you said, where there two or three are gathered in your name, Father, there are three of us in this place today. And Lord, we give you thanks and praise as we come in agreement, God. I pray for Brother Clayton, God. I pray for his wife right now. now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you say in your word, I am the God that healeth thee. And Lord, we believe, God, in the report of the Lord. Lord, I pray today, God, that they should live and not die to declare the goodness of you. God, we give you thanks for total healing. God, we give you praise for total healing. Lord, we worship you for total healing. God, you still work in miracle. God, you still do the miracle, because you are a supernatural God. Lord, we believe in you. We stand on your word. You say your word is above your name. And Lord, today, God, we stand on your word, God. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, that they will call back to this radio station and they're going to give the testimony that you heal them. Nothing to do with Lawrence McKenzie, but you heal them and you deliver them. Father, I thank you already, God, for the testimony that you will do on their behalf. God, we give you praise, God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to cover them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy, God. It's all about you, God, and not but Lawrence McKenzie. It's all about you, God. And Father, we glorify you for healing. Lord, we magnify you for healing. Lord, we worship you, God, and we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit in this place. You are listening to the program Spirit and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here on WCNO. I tell you, the good news station. Yes, I said it. The good news station. Can I say it again? The good news station. My God, my God. You listening to the program Spirit and Truth. Amen. Listen, listen. We want to encourage you. You can go. Listen, time go by quickly. I'm telling you, time go by quickly. Time go by quickly. So you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. Let me go slower now. 772-221-1100. The program Spirit and Truth on the air. Live calling right now. We believe in God for you. Listen, we believe in God for you. I don't know my time. I know my producer can give my time right now. Amen, 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 amen. I want to decree some things up in here before we get out here. Amen, amen. Listen, listen. You can visit us, the Word Church down there in Port St. Lucie. Amen. 10120. Can I see them? 10120 South Flagler Highway. Amen. We're right down there. Listen, listen. If you want to call us, just call the station. They will give you my number. Listen, somebody under the sound of Lawrence McKenzie voice right now. Let me put the pastor on the side. Somebody under the sound of Lawrence McKenzie voice right now. Listen to me carefully. God, he's still working miracle. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the devil tell you that God's not working miracle. God is still working on your behalf. Somebody to sound off my voice right now. Listen, I decree and I ask for God to do something great in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, your future is great with God. Can I say it again? Your future is great with God. Can I say it again? Your future is great with God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for somebody right now. Listen, you've been anticipating for God to do something great in your life. You've been anticipating, Lord, I need you to do something great. Listen, I want to pray right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God, Lord, I ask you right now, God, to do something great, great in their life right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. I tell you, time go by so quickly. We get a few more, one more minute, and we be off the airwave. Listen, if this program been a blessing to you, I'm telling you, you can reach us at 662-655-9327. 662-655-9327. If this program been a blessing to you, or if you want, listen, call me. You can call me anytime. Amen. We get 30 seconds. We want to thank you for all your prayers. We want to thank all those who call in. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You can visit us, the Word Church, 10120 South Flagler Highway, right there in Port St. Lucie. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, until we meet again, by the grace of God, God bless you. I want to thank my producer. God bless you. Have a blessed day. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.